SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. More U.S. adults support President Trump's handling of the conflict in Israel after he brokered a ceasefire deal in Gaza. A new AP NORC poll finds. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more on this.
The survey from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research reveals that President Trump's apparent success on the world stage has not yet improved his overall standings at home. In interviews, even some of his voters said he needs to do more to address issues such as the economy, health care, and immigration. The poll was conducted October 9th through the 13th before the hostages and prisoners were freed in Israel, but after the ceasefire deal was announced. In the new poll, about 4 in 10 U.S. adults approve of the way Mr. Trump is handling his job as president overall, unchanged from September. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
President Trump is going after Venezuela with both military and intelligence assets. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Since early September, the U.S. military has carried out a series of deadly strikes against alleged drug smuggling boats in the Caribbean. Four of the five vessels originated from Venezuela. And this past week, President Trump made the unusual acknowledgement that he authorized the CIA to carry out covert action in Venezuela. The aggressive actions are seen as a sharp escalation in U.S. efforts to pressure President Nicolas Maduro's government. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Committee to Unleash Prosperity says America's dependency on China for critical minerals is a big problem. Economist Steve Moore agrees.
The country in the world that has the most critical minerals is the United States. We are so endowed with mineral resources in this country, in the mountains of the Montana, the Dakotas, Colorado, Utah. We have more of these minerals than any other country, but because of stupid decisions that go back to the Clinton administration, we have stopped mining in this country.
This is SRN News. Transgenderism might be a fad.
If it's not, then why are fewer and fewer young people identifying as such? That's the question posed in a study released by the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression, which finds just 3.6% of college students say they are transgender in 2025. Last year, it was over 5%, and in 2020 and 23, it was nearly 7%. Other surveys indicate that young people are much more likely than any older cohort to identify as trans. Michael Harrington reporting.
Officials in Iraq report that only about 70 Christian families have returned to the northern city of Mosul since ISIS was driven out. Before the war, there were at least 50,000 believers in the city. Making up less than 1% of the Iraqi population, Christians have little influence with local officials or the federal government. Christianity has a 2,000-year history in Iraq. This is SRN News. The Christmas season is drawing near. In New York City, the Radio City Rockettes are in rehearsal for their 2025 Christmas Spectacular.
This is the dance company's milestone centennial year, and they were showing off their high kicks at rehearsals. Rockettes performer Megyn Kelly is in her 11th year.
In the show, we have some classic numbers that audiences can expect to see. The Parade of the Wooden Soldiers, for example, which has been in the show since 1933. We also have some new technology. We have Sphere Immersive Sound, which will deliver crystal clear sound to every single audience member.
The show opens November 6th. Audio courtesy MSG Entertainment. Julie Walker, New York.
Southwest Airlines, which has used open seating for over 50 years, will move to assigned seating on January 27th. More details you can find at srnnews.com.